Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Domestic violence is a crime and a dangerous one, yet too often it remains hidden or ignored. After disturbing photographs surfaced recently of celebrity chef and self-proclaimed domestic goddess Nigella Lawson, partner violence has been brought to the forefront of our daily conversations worldwide. In the UK, charity Refuge reported a surge of calls from women after the very public scene. Many had been afraid to talk about their own experiences before. But was the media's response in making Nigella the poster girl for domestic violence correct or even fair? And how much do the media help or hinder the progress being made in the community on this issue? I'd like to welcome Heather Nancarro, Director of Queensland Centre for Domestic and Family Violence Research. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
So how often does domestic violence, in terms of a secret issue, get swept under the rug?
Well, very often, actually. And your introductory comments, I think, were so apt and important in regard to the role of the media.
How do you think, though, that with the recent case of Nigella Lawson, you know, being reported by a husband, how does that all change all that?
I think what was different, as I understand it, for in Nigella's case, was some of the agencies in the UK calling on her to become a spokesperson or become, you know, to take a stand, and I think that was probably quite unfair in putting those kinds of demands on her. Yeah.
In terms of the media and sort of, you know, reproducing images of domestic violence, does that help, do you think, in terms of trying to get people to talk about it?
Look, I think it can go either way, and it depends on what kind of exposure there's already been for people. And I think one of the problems that we have, though, is that the images and that kind of reporting tends to focus on the physical aspects of violence, and certainly the assault on Nigella was a very dangerous physical act of strangulation, in fact. So, many women report that it's the non-physical forms of abuse that are more damaging. And
I also think, you know, does it sort of make us less likely to be shocked or disturbed sometimes by those images? You know, there are so much graphic stuff that comes across our screens, you know, even at a workplace or movies, you know, television, whatever. Like sometimes, you know, some of those horrific scenes just get so watered down because you become so kind of almost resilient to it all, don't you? Do you know what I mean?
There actually has been a little bit of talk recently in, you know, amongst some of my colleagues and I about the potential for even some service providers to become a bit blasé about, because we are seeing so much of the problem as it is. And it's actually something that's really hard to capture. And I think why we rely so much on images of physical violence, because it's very difficult to capture the terror that women who are victims of violence, whether it's physical or non-physical forms of coercive controlling behaviour, but they're living every day in a state of terror. And that's really hard to capture in images or to portray it in a way that really has an impact on listeners or readers. So it's an ongoing challenge, I think.
Are you seeing numbers increase recently?
There's increased reporting. I mean, it's always difficult to know whether there's increase in actual violence or, but, you know, we certainly over the years that there have been campaigns around and laws to support victims of violence, there certainly has been a very significant increase in reporting of violence. And that's a good thing.
Look, I think the work you do is incredible. It's such an important part of society. As long as we keep the debate going, and you just never know when someone might pick up something or hear something or see something, and I just hope it helps in some way. So thank you very much, Heather, for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having the topic on your show. I think it's really important that we do get the message out there through all kinds of media, and I really appreciate your work on that.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.